أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما. With regard to these ayat, further Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains the great qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and following in his millat, in his pattern and in his way. The millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the same millat of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is one very great distinguishing factor which we should appreciate very much, that Allah has put us on millat Ibrahimi. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, that Allah has put us on that millat and on that pattern, this is a great, great favor of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The other is that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the coming into existence of this ummah. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, in some places مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ آيَاتِهِ, that is reference to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua is mentioned in various places in the Quran Sharif, and also as a great favor of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala upon us, that we are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This should be also appreciated very greatly, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the murad, was the object of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who had a great distinguishing position by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, he was Khalilullah, he was catapulted in the fire. The fire did not burn him. Allah put him to various tests, and what difficult tests. The test which we will experience now in the form of the Qurbani. This is also Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went through the test where he was prepared to slaughter his young son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and many other tests where he left his wife Hajira and Ismail alayhi salam in a forlorn desert where with no provision whatsoever. He made tabligh in the whole world of that time, and he went from country to country. How he left his hometown, his parents had exiled him, and he came from a home where the father was not only a worshipper of idols, but he used to make idols and sell them also. So all that, and Allah chose us to be in that millat. This is also a great honor. Also in here I mentioned all the other great qualities which started with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and which was the way of every Nabi, and which is the way of our Nabi, and Allah has blessed us also with that. One of the main things of that is the circumcision, the khatna, what we call making sunnat of a child. We still refer to it as a sunnat, sunnat of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this is also the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is not just a matter, we just take it as a customary thing, perhaps more than that, it is a deeny thing. And it is extremely hygienic also. But besides the hygienic point of view, from a deeny point of view, it has been referred to as a seal, as a stamp, like a royal letter that comes from a king, from a great authority, then they put a seal on there. So this is a seal that is put on every male issue, that when the khatna is made, when the circumcision is made, and like that letter which has got a seal, or anything else, like very pride horses, royal horses, also a seal is put onto them. So whatever a seal is put, then that becomes very honorable, and it cannot be used for anything wrong. It is a very great and honorable thing. So this is a great reminder for every male, for every Muslim, that when the seal has been put on you, on your private part, now it can never be used in wrong, in haram. There is no question, there is no possibility that it be used in any haram, because the seal of Allah has been put on there. So this is also a great, great thing which Allah has blessed this ummah with. The other is, which was also from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the removing of the mustaj. That is also one of the seals. The tearing of nails, cutting of nails, all these great hygienic things which we have been blessed from, they are from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Also removing of the unwanted hair under the armpits, the pubic hair by the private parts, etc. Many people who boast and about their cleanliness, but they have got so long hair under the armpits, etc., and all impurity is collected there. And worse than that is by the private parts. Unwanted long hair is very, very unhygienic. It is only Islam and the pure deen of Allah and the ways of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that this great purity and this great hygiene is also taught. And more than that, that it is also one the seals that have been put on every ummati, that he removes his mustache, he removes the unwanted hair from under the armpits, around the private parts, etc. These are all great things which Allah has blessed this ummat with. And all this was given, and then the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was for Ishaq alayhi salam also, and finally for Ismail alayhi salam, his other son. So the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, should not find it hard and difficult that from their father Yaqub alayhi salam, their grandfather was Ishaq alayhi salam, and from him were all the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. From the great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam was the other son also Ismail. It is also in their family, but it isn't in this part of the family, it is in the other part of the family. They should also accept all this wholeheartedly, and especially when these great qualities are put which are imbued, which this ummah is imbued with, and what Allah had given to this part of the ummah of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the Arabs and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they should have accepted it wholeheartedly. So we learn the lesson that we have been blessed, and we should rethink who we are. We are just not any ordinary people. We are those people Allah has blessed with these great, great qualities. So we should try and live fully up to that. Our lives, private lives, should be very pure and clean. When Allah has put a seal on our private parts, then we should be very pure and clean. Outwardly, Allah has put a seal that we remove the mustache, we cut and pare our nails, we remove the unwanted hair. In other words, we remain pure and clean. So this should be always a reminder that in every way we should remain pure and clean and understand who we are and serve Allah accordingly and serve mankind accordingly. And the greatest service is of Deen and Islam, giving people Islam, Iman, and bringing them towards Deen and towards Allah and towards Jannah, saving them from Shaitan, saving them from Jahannam, saving them from an immoral life, saving them from a life of humiliation and degradation in this world also, at the time of mort in the qabr, and forever in the akhirat also. So these are great lessons in these ayat which we learn now about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And during these days of Zulhijjah, when the Qurbani will be, the Hajj will be, it is all a great reminder of our great forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We should try and do all these practices of Qurbani, and together with that remember our history also and the great honor Allah has blessed us with, and try our best to live up to that. Where we falter, to make tawbah and istighfar. Allah is most forgiving, most of He covers our faults also very, very greatly. He knows everything, but He's most merciful. We should turn to Him in full supplication and in our ibadat and in our practices as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah.